What if everything you've been told about success is wrong? Not just slightly off, but fundamentally backwards. While everyone obsesses over time management and productivity hacks, they're missing the real currency of achievement, mental energy. Think of your brain like a smartphone battery. You start each day at 100%, but every notification, conversation, and decision drains it. The difference is, you can't just plug yourself in for a quick charge. Research shows we get only 90 to 120 minutes of peak mental energy daily, typically in the morning. Yet most people squander these precious hours scrolling social media or sitting in pointless meetings. The brutal truth? Mental energy is the world's hottest commodity, and everyone's trying to steal yours while you're barely protecting it. This isn't about working harder or finding more hours in the day. It's about defending your most valuable resource from constant assault. Your mental energy faces two threats: external distractions and your psychological immune system. External attacks are obvious: notifications, emails, messages demanding attention. Each interruption requires 23 minutes to regain full focus. The internal threat is more insidious: your psychological immune system, formed by past obligations and conditioning, actively resists change. It's the voice saying yes when you mean no, the guilt trapping you in draining relationships, the fear keeping you comfortable but mediocre. This system evolved for physical danger, but now sabotages your dreams by defending the status quo. The solution? Make no your default. Before accepting commitments, wait 24 hours and ask if they align with your priorities. Eliminate gossip and drama, emotional quicksand that depletes energy through investment in others' problems. Distance yourself from energy vampires who consistently leave you exhausted, masquerading as friends while feeding on your attention through victimhood and manufactured crises. We've turned busyness into a status symbol, but research reveals elite performers, top violinists, chess grandmasters, Olympic athletes practice deliberately for just 3.5 hours daily, while average performers work longer but less effectively. The difference isn't volume, it's focus. Busyness prevents mastery by eliminating time for reflection and strategic planning. You'll become reactive rather than proactive. A manager constantly putting out fires never develops better systems. Despite the temporary dopamine rush from checking off tasks, busyness functions as an addictive drug, keeping you from meaningful results. More dangerously, it makes you easily manipulated. When overwhelmed, others exploit your busyness through emotional blackmail. "We're counting on you," playing victim, "I have no one else to ask," or creating artificial urgency. Your packed schedule becomes a weapon used against you. The solution isn't working less, it's obsessing over results rather than activities. Ask, "Will this matter in a year?" before taking on commitments. Highly successful people aren't less busy, they're busy with the right things. Other people's opinions infect your thoughts like viruses. The science is sobering. Positive people increase your positivity by only 11%, while negative people double your chances of becoming negative. You're biologically wired to copy others through mere neurons, brain cells that activate when you perform an action and when you observe someone else doing it. The evidence is striking. People exposed to liars lie more. Obese friends increase obesity risk by 171%, and having a smoker in your family raises smoking chances by 61%. Divorce spreads through social networks, increasing separation likelihood among friends by up to 75%. Stanford research reveals that 30 minutes of negativity destroys neurons in your hippocampus, impairing problem solving and memory formation. The stress hormones released during negative interactions persist for hours, affecting decisions long after the conversation ends. To achieve your biggest goals, defy herd mentality and be ruthlessly selective about whose advice you accept. Consciously curate your social circle, limit exposure to negative influences, and create boundaries that protect your mental space. When it comes to your goals in life, trust yourself first. Research from Tel Aviv University and MIT reveals a stark reality. While 95% of people believe their friendships are reciprocal, only 50% actually are. Fake friendships violate causality by expecting unearned benefits, demanding respect without creating value, admiration without virtue, loyalty without trustworthiness. Warning signs include weaponizing care, after all I've done for you, expecting consideration in every personal decision, and consistently requesting favors while pretending they're earned. Genuine friendships matter profoundly. People with healthy friendships are 5 times more likely to be healthy, and having a good friend at work makes you 7 times more likely to be engaged. Traditional employment offers no real security. The 2008 recession eliminated 7.9 million U.S. jobs, exposing employee expendability. The alternative is entree employment. Self-employed individuals comprise 74% of U.S. millionaires. Most started as employees, developing business models alongside day jobs, like Sarah Blakely selling fax machines while creating Spanx. Creative ownership liberates you from single employer dependence because your knowledge, network, and ability remain yours. This explains successful people rebounding from bankruptcy. They retain the assets that truly matter. Content marketing lets entrepreneurs generate second income while keeping their day jobs. Success comes from consistent experimentation, not waiting for inspiration. Find the sweet spot where your expertise meets your audience's problems and your authentic voice. Share your struggles and failures. Audiences connect with real stories, not perfection. Your email list becomes your most valuable asset because no platform can take it away. While algorithms shift and social reach shrinks, email converts at 7% versus 1% for other channels. Growth requires pragmatic steps, small, manageable improvements that compound over time. Your brain's negativity bias stores bad news instantly, while positive information needs 12 seconds to stick. Channel complaint energy into immediate action instead. Transform pain into momentum. Establish non-negotiables, fixed commitments like never skipping workouts or logging off by a set time. These anchors create frameworks for consistent progress and eliminate the choice paralysis that kills most to-do lists. Motivation fluctuates, but habits function like freight train wheels, powerful and persistent. MIT researchers discovered that as mice repeatedly navigated mazes, their brain activity shifted from the cerebral cortex to the basal ganglia, automating behaviors and conserving mental energy. A complete habit consists of 3 components, a trigger, a routine, and a reward. Mini habits, flossing one tooth, doing one push-up, are easier to establish and gradually scale into full habits. These can be stacked by using one routine as a trigger for the next, creating chains of automatic behaviors. Research shows people who successfully stack habits can automate up to 40% of daily activities, significantly reducing decision fatigue. After mastering selectivity, ownership, and pragmatism, reinvest your newfound freedom in adventure. When you've eliminated energy-draining drama and automated life's nagging parts, don't waste this mental space on manufactured drama or mindless scrolling. Get creative about future possibilities. Mental energy connects directly to physical energy. Motion creates emotion. With time constantly running out, you must choose. Chase fake success or pursue intelligent achievement. The difference isn't just what you accomplish, it's who you become along the way.